Chicana Parker, also known as Late Mi Corazon these days, although many of us still refer to it as Chicana Perk. For those of you who don't know, Late Mi Corazon, Chicana Perk, it's a really amazing family-owned community coffee shop on 25th and Imperial in Sherman Heights District of San Diego. And I think for a little over 7 years, they've been having that space open and serving really great organic free trade coffee from Mexico, from all over. And it's been one of the really few places that have really, you know, encouraged community organizations to meet there, to organize, to just have a space, you know, to come together, have events. Always supported different groups in San Diego and having fundraisers, movie screenings, and just a wide range of different events that they've supported. And we've really, you know, appreciated that space in the community. But recently found out that this coming week will be the last week that they'll be open for the meanwhile, at least. It seems that the city of San Diego is giving them a really hard time over zoning issues, which have never been brought up in the past 7 years. And unfortunately, they haven't been able to work it out. So the city of San Diego is forcing them to close down their business, tear it down, make it a patio, and pretty much forcing them to, you know, look for a different space. The family, you know, pretty much depends on part of that income, you know, for themselves. And you know, a lot of people in the community, you know, just you know, depend on that space too, you know, for it's really been a really great area to just come together, drink really, really good coffee and tea. And you know, now we're not going to have that. We're asking people to come out and support. November 12th will be their last day that they'll be open for a while. They're going to have a press conference at 5 in the evening, sort of just to talk about everything that's been going on, what's happening, questions that the community might have, and just sort of sharing what their plans are for the future. Like I said, they're looking for a space in the Sherman Heights area, hopefully to open up in the future. And then at 6 until the nighttime, they're just going to have a closing reception and come together and support the family and the community and people that you know, have used the space and come to love the family and the coffee there. And for all those people who, you know, depend on their Llorona or Meshi Mocha or shot of espresso in the Sherman Heights area, the Sherman Heights Community Center has, you know, been gracious enough to allow them to use their space right there to at least have a coffee cart to continue selling their coffee and drinks to the community right there. So we're just asking everybody to come out and support Chicana Perk, Late Mi Corazon, because they've really supported, you know, a number of different organizations in the community. Whenever we've gone over and asked them for anything, you know, they've always helped us out. And, you know, more than anything, we've grown a lot of people in the community really close to that family, you know. And it's really sad that we're not going to have it anymore. So if you guys are in town, November 12th, I believe it's a Friday, from 5 p.m., it's going to have a press conference. After that, just hang out and, you know, just be with the family and enjoy the last moments of that space. And, you know, just continue to support and get more info. So hopefully, you know, through a community effort, we could help the family, you know, get a new space, find a space quicker in the community.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks for that news, that unfortunate news, Oscar. Oscar, I wonder if you could just share the most interesting or awesome experience you've had at Chicana Perk.
The most interesting or awesome, I think there's been a lot, you know. A lot of the people that that I've met in that are part of different collectives and organizations that do grassroots work. I've actually met at Chicana Perk, you know. I think Enero Zapatista, which is coming up every year, started in Chicana Perk, the first events and movie screenings and community discussions and things. Now, you know, it's spread to different areas in the community, and it's grown a lot bigger, but it started there. And I remember the first event, one of the first years they did it, I went over there and met a lot of good friends that, you know, I'm still in contact and close to. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's where I met you, Brett.
That's correct. That's right.
So, you know, if it wasn't for that space...
I think it was the Ultra meeting.
Yeah, a meeting, one of the first of many meetings we're going to be at together. So I think whenever I think of that, that space in particular, you know, always brings back a lot of good memories of a lot of good friends and people that, you know, I've met and worked with. And then later on, you know, becoming involved with the Peace and Dignity Journeys, you know, just... having that space to do, you know, different events and, you know, show our films and talk to the community right there about what we're doing, you know, and just having their support, you know. And I know while all the runners were gone in 2008, and we'd always hear that all the people right here helping out in San Diego would use that space, you know, and to inform people what we were doing, try to raise funds, show the videos that you guys were working on. So we're always really, really grateful to, you know, that we're able to have that and use that space like that. So, but yeah, just a lot of events like that, and just good times, good coffee. Sometimes a little too strong, but. Remember after leaving and not being able to sleep or like all night, and, but it's you know, sad that it's not gonna be there. Even though looking for a new space, just that place right there in the middle of Sherman Heights, Barrio Logan's, you know, are really special, and we're gonna miss it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really good memories there. The things that. Other than just like meeting people, I think like pretty much everyone I know I met there. But things that stand out to me are, I think it was 2008. There was an Enero Zapatista, or 2007 maybe, where Irene and Esteban. Performed Sons in Fronteras, and I really thought that was a very awesome and really inspiring performance, and it was like really kind of affected me, and then also when you and Gabby were in the South in 2008 on the Peace and Dignity Journeys, we had a, and there were times when things I know for you all were very difficult, and, you know, financial difficulties and other difficulties, and we had a fundraiser there where we showed some of the videos that Imawat and Abel had made from their running in the north, and it was just like a really people, you know, it was like all the people we know and lots of other people were there, just kind of crowding into that space and like providing what support they could, and it was just like a really it was a really cool moment to like see all that support. And then the other thing that I think of when I think of Chicana Perk is the first video that we made together, which was the meeting, the
VCOM
meeting, yeah, which I think the video itself was like an hour and a half or something like that, the final video, but then there was like 25 hours or some crazy amount of a video that that we were kind of going through and trying to choose from. So that was a really interesting experience, and you know, lack of sleep is kind of like not a strong enough description of like what I think we were experiencing at that point.
Yeah, that was definitely my crash course into video editing, and I think like halfway through it I was like, why did I volunteer to do this? But I was really happy, you know, afterwards, after it was all finished and completed, and you know, we were able to screen it, and we had a good amount of people too present. It was a really good time, you know, that we had, and we're able to do that. So, yeah, you're talking, you're just bringing up, you know, so many different, you know, moments that we had there. It's just different to, you know, it's hard to put into the words, you know. When I used to work right down the street, and go in, you know, every other day or so, and mm-hmm. talk to Mari, and you know, have coffee, and just catch up, and. You know, it was more than just business, you know. I think more than that space itself, it's sort of what it represents in the community, you know. From what I know, in that neighborhood, it's pretty much the oldie, family-owned community, you know, coffee shop. I know that, you know, the way the economy is going, sometimes they were struggling too, but they really, you know, always try to, you know, serve, you know, good quality, organic, fair trade coffee, you know, and represent, you know, just, you know, something positive for a community, rather than, you know, having a Starbucks on the corner or some, mm-hmm. you know, corporate coffee place, you know, just having, you know, that space that we could rely on, and you know, just bringing people together and having a sense of family, and really you felt that sense of community like that, where you don't, you know, and most places you go to and it's all business, you go get your coffee and there's no interaction, there's no, you know, it's really different. So just that's the only, you know, coffee shop and space where I go in, and I felt like it was family, you know. It felt like you're at, you know, your aunt's house or something, you know, and mm-hmm. you knew everybody like that, so it was nice.
Cool. So, Gabby, do you want to?
For me, it was, well, that's actually where I first met Imoat and Estella, and it was a really my first time in San Diego. That was one of the first places that Oscar invited me to and said, like, you need to know where this coffee shop is. It's so important to have grassroots coffee shop in the barrio, in Logan Heights, Sherman Heights, for the community to actually feel welcome, feel at home. And for a lot of kids, even would go there when they had the internet access. You know, kids would do their homework there. We don't have enough open internet spaces for the youth to do their homework. And I was just there yesterday, and I still see the youth. There was at least a couple people with their, you know, they got their Wi-Fi. They were doing their homework. Some of the young people there, and it makes me sad that we're, I mean, I know they're going to keep it going. They, you know, one of the employees was like, we're not giving up. We're going to open another one. We can't do it here, but we're going to open another one. But they are starting from scratch. They did share that with us, that when they open this new place, it's a building that needs to be reconstructed, but they're going to do it all like grassroots. So to give the heads up, if anybody wants to go next, on the 12th, you can get more information about how you can volunteer to help open the new Latte Mi Corazon Chicana Park, because they do want to keep going. They're not going to give up. And I just send my love to everybody that kept it going all this time, and that we can keep having spaces like that for the children and for the kids and for grassroots organizers. People were always there having their meetings, and it would already be past closing time, and they would still let us stay just to get, because they knew we were involved in the community to make change for the betterment. So I'm really glad that you guys talked about that today.